I'm Mark Shuttleworth, and I just want to congratulate all of the winners of the SourceForge Community Choice Awards.
I'm Carl Fogel, one of the founding developers of Subversion.
I'm Ben Collins-Sussman, also a founding developer of Subversion.
I'm Brian Fitzpatrick, and I'm sort of not really a founding developer of Subversion, but I've been there for
Subversion. Anyway, the point is, congratulations to Tortoise SVN,
yes,
which is Subversion's secret weapon.
Out of how many 100,000 projects now to be singled out for an award and by your peers, that's the best kind of award there is. Who cares about the Academy?
My name's Rob Savoy. I'm a maintainer of the Ganache project, the GNU Flash Player. And I was actually one of the original sites on SourceForge, so it's kind of good to see them giving credit to where it's due to the developers and the projects that they host.
So I live in Chicago, and we have these very harsh summers and whatnot. And so it's really hard in the paint in your car. So I went and got some Tortoise SVN from the grocery store, and my wife helped me wax the car, and it looked brand new, even though it's a five-year-old Subaru, and it went through some tough winters as well.
People think that we would run out of open source contribution, but we will never run out of it. There will be just more and more and more. People have more passion and energy than you could imagine.
When we first started Subversion, our goal was to co-opt the CBS user base, and we wound up with an entire pile of Visual Source Safe users who came over. And Tortoise is what got them going.
Yeah, I think so. Well, the Source Safe users were much more miserable than the CBS users. But.
Hi, I'm Deborah Williams-Colley. I'm the executive editor at Prentice Hall, and I manage the SourceForge community press relationship. Congratulations on winning your community award with SourceForge.net.
There's a huge untapped base of Windows development shops, and they were used to using version control tools on Windows. And so the fact that Subversion ran on Windows was a plus, but the fact that somebody wrote a really amazing GUI was absolutely critical.
More importantly, the one thing that Tortoise has done for years is they've kept us honest. With all of our APIs, they've been people. They've bled for us for testing APIs, and they've tested assumptions that we've made, and we've never. In some cases, we were kind of cranky about it, but they were almost always right about it.
This is Josh Perkins from the PostgreSQL project, and congratulations, SourceForge Community Choice winners.
And they've been a terrific conduit for user bug reports. So when Tortoise SVN gets a user bug report, often they deal with it themselves. But if it's something where, in order to deal with it, they need something in Subversion or they think it's something they need to tell us about, they'll get onto our list, transmit the information, and the result has been that the Subversion core has been made better,